Continue our reading this morning through the book of Isaiah, and I apologize for the misprint and bulletin. It's not chapter 58, but Isaiah 59 is where we are this morning, Isaiah 59. If you remember, though, perhaps in chapter 58, there was a display of what true spirituality really is and looks like, and Isaiah is issuing forth rebuke to the people of God. And even as you turn to chapter 59 and hear the question that they ask, it even reveals that really the heart of the problem is the heart. There is something underlying that's wrong there, a desire to just go through motions, a desire for outward conformity with nothing inward about it, no heart there. It's there's attempt to perhaps manipulate God and think that he is manipulatable and you could do just things for show. And Isaiah is saying otherwise, of course. And here he turns to, in chapter 59, to describe all the great sin that's going on and all the sin that's underneath all of that perhaps showiness and outward form of religion. It's a reminder, isn't it, that we ought to take stock of our hearts, to take stock of sin that's inward. It is possible, according to Isaiah and the rest of the Bible, of course, to have a sort of form of godliness and deny its power. It's possible to maybe put on a good show, but God is not fooled or mocked. He knows our hearts, and He knows the sin within. And so Isaiah is going to outline for the people what their lives really are about, what it really looks like in their midst, in some very, very harsh, strong language about their iniquity and the things that come out of their mouths, that flow from their hearts. And there's no justice, no truth, he will say. The Apostle Paul will use this very text in a couple of places to tell those in Rome. He's writing to the church and he's telling them, there's none who does righteous. No, not one. It's a call for repentance, isn't it? To confess sin, to acknowledge it. Sometimes we perhaps think of ourselves as better than we ought. Maybe we think, along with others, sadly, that I am a pretty good person. And yet Isaiah would show sin, feet that run to evil, swift to shed blood, as the Apostle Paul will quote, just to say to God's people, you are sinners. And he will go on to say in this chapter in verse 16 and on, to talk about one who will come, and this idea of judgment and salvation, redemption, in this one person, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. What's the point? Those who do not repent and turn in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ will suffer as enemies, be punished. That's what Isaiah is saying straightforward. It's not rocket science. It's not muddied. He's very clear and straightforward. But those, if you notice in verse 20, there's a Redeemer who will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. Those who turn from transgression, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be saved. Paul will go on to say that very thing as well, reiterating all that Isaiah is saying here. That is the point in the great and precious promise that is made in verse 21 of the covenant made. Those who turn in faith of the Lord Jesus, they do receive the Spirit and have the Word in their mouth. Oh, what a great blessing that is to know the Lord. And it comes through repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, with that in mind, let us turn our attention to the reading, hearing of God's holy Word. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or His ear dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue mutters wickedness. No one enters suit justly. No one goes to law honestly. They rely on empty pleas. They speak lies. They conceive mischief and give birth to iniquity. They hatch adders' eggs. They weave the spider's web. He who eats their eggs dies. And from one that is crushed, a viper is hatched. Their webs will not serve as clothing. Men will not cover themselves with what they make. Their works are works of iniquity, and deeds of violence are in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they are swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Desolation and destruction are in their highways. The way of peace they do not know, and there is no justice in their paths. They have made their roads crooked. No one who treads on them knows peace. Therefore, justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We hope for light and behold darkness, and for brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at noon as in the twilight. Among those in full vigor, we are like dead men. We all growl like bears. We moan and moan like doves. We hope for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities. Transgressing and denying the Lord and turning back from following our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart lying words. Justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has stumbled in the public squares and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought him salvation, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, so will he repay wrath to his adversaries, repayment to his enemies. To the coastlands he will render repayment. So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come like a rushing stream which the wind of the Lord drives. And a Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit that is upon you and my words that I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth or out of the mouth of your offspring or out of the mouth of your children's offspring, says the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen.